You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Cybersecurity experts are warning that medical devices like pacemakers could be taken advantage of by hackers. Indeed, the federal government's looking closely at how to protect these devices. It's the latest warning of many as technology makes its way into virtually every corner of our lives. University of Michigan Electrical Engineering and Computer Science Professor H.V. Jagadish wants his students to be more aware of the social impact they're having, aware of the ethics as companies work with important private information. Professor Jagadish, welcome. Good to have you here.
Thank you very much.
So you recently launched an online class at the university on ethical data science. What is that? What does that look like?
As you mentioned, data science is having a great deal of impact on society, and this impact, it's important to understand. Technologists tend to try to solve problems that are within a limited domain of the technology that they have expertise in, and all too often, the students that we train say, well, we know how to write a computer algorithm, how to solve this problem on a computer, how to make it go fast, how to make it more efficient, more correct, etc. But that's where they stop. And given that many of the things that we do are having such a great impact on society, I think that it's important that we think about that. My purpose in devising this course was to say, yes, ethics is something that as a subject of expertise, perhaps philosophers are the ones that might think the most about these issues and so on. But as technologists, we need to at least have some understanding of what our technology is doing, what kind of impact it's having on society. And the purpose of this course is to try to get technologists to have some initial basic understanding, a basic framework to reason through issues.
And also, don't companies need to stop and think about, you know, this is private information, this is personal information, and the public doesn't always know what's going to happen with it when you fill out the form online and send that in. And by golly, maybe it's being sold elsewhere, and we have no idea as the consuming public, do we?
In the U.S., we don't, because we don't have laws that limit what companies can do. By and large, there is a long license agreement, a privacy agreement that nobody reads and everybody clicks through. And I think that that's not a great state of affairs. In many other countries, governments are trying to be more aggressive about this. Recently in Europe, they instituted something called GDPR, the General Data Protection Regulation. And since the European market is a significant market for many technology companies, once they build in protections that meet the European rules, these things end up benefiting people the world over, even in the absence of regulation that compels them to do so.
Professor, I want to ask you about a term that I've heard more and more lately, ethical hacking or white hat hacking, which is essentially breaking into software before it happens to warn a company or an organization about what a bad person is able to do. We've seen stories about auto companies looking for these kinds of white hat hacking employees. Is ethical hacking becoming some new kind of industry?
I think that security for any system is trying to build defenses against what attackers might do. Just as if you're building a physical facility, you might want to set up challenges for somebody to come in, try to break in and figure out what the weak spots are. One would try to do that in the computing system world as well. I think that this notion of white hat hacking has actually been around for a long time. Companies understand that software might have bugs and they want these bugs found. They want to patch them. And most software companies will offer a bounty for people who find problems with their software and report it to the company so that they can get to it before some bad person does.
It certainly seems as if you're issuing a challenge for businesses to self-examine. And also, I guess there's a challenge for educators as well in all of this.
Yes, I think that this is an important issue for us to study. So at the University of Michigan, we are setting up a center for the study of information systems impacting society. Specifically, it is technical information systems focus, with the goal being to understand their impact on society and manage their impact on society. People having some understanding of the issues from an educational perspective is a goal that we are trying to meet. But I think that there are harder questions that we may not know the answers to and that require further study and research. I think companies are beginning to think about this more and more. There is certainly a need for greater awareness, but it's getting there. I'm optimistic. I think that we will do well.
So when you say there's more that can be done, where would that go? Where do you see that going?
For example, one of the things that we have got some new results in is an issue of how one can develop algorithms that can produce outputs that are more diverse and fair. So consider an admissions office, and let's say that it's got some criteria in terms of GPAs and test scores and so on. And let's suppose that it's got some weighting function, some formula for how many points for each of these, and you can add it up and come up with some value. An admissions officer would make up some rules for what make reasonable weights based on their experience and knowledge. And changing these weights can significantly change the composition of the class that gets admitted. How these changes can be made is something that one can work backwards and figure out. And so we have a system that says, well, if only you were to twiddle these weights to increase the weight on this and reduce the weight on that, then this small change can actually result in greater of this kind of category of person being admitted, for instance. And these kinds of things apply to any time you're doing a set selection for employment or whatever. So that's an example of the kind of technical problems that one can solve and that we have an initiative to try to solve in support of trying to make our algorithmic decision-making and our computers act in ways that are more in consonance with our values and our ethics.
Well, a work in progress, and you're sending students out at least that have their minds thinking in terms of the idea of ethics and morality in computing and technology. Professor H.V. Jagadish is the Bernard A. Galler Collegiate Professor, Electrical Engineering and Computer Science at the University of Michigan. Thank you for sharing your work with us.
Thank you very much.